Good morning. It's Tuesday, December 30th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know, to be in the know. The U.S. has carried out a strike on a dock area linked to alleged Venezuelan drug operations, President Donald Trump announced. Speaking Monday, Trump described a major explosion where boats are reportedly loaded with narcotics, though he did not specify the location. Sources cited by CNN and the New York Times say the strike was carried out by the CIA, marking a potential first U.S. operation inside Venezuela. Since September, U.S. forces have targeted more than 20 drug smuggling vessels in the Caribbean and Pacific, killing at least 100 people. The Pentagon has not released images from this strike. Venezuela's government has yet to respond to Trump's announcement. Another news. An Oklahoma man faces first-degree manslaughter charges after a stray bullet from his backyard killed a neighbor several blocks away. Sandra Phelps, holding a child on her porch on Christmas Day, was struck and pronounced dead about 20 minutes later. Authorities say 33-year-old Cody Wayne Adams had been firing a newly purchased Glock 45 caliber handgun at a drink can, unaware of the risk to surrounding homes. The affidavit states Adams acted with conscious disregard for the safety of others. Adams was released on $100,000 bond and is due in court February 25th. Sheriff's officials emphasize the danger of shooting near populated areas and the tragic consequences of negligence around the world. Ukraine has been offered security guarantees from the U.S. for 15 years. President Volodymyr Zelensky said, following talks with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago on Sunday. Trump described the agreement as 95% done, though Zelensky hopes for longer guarantees, potentially up to 50 years. Key territorial issues, including the Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear plant, remain unresolved, and the future of Donbas is still in dispute. Russia has previously rejected significant elements of the peace plan, though Kremlin officials acknowledge that progress has been made. Zelensky suggested a Ukrainian referendum on the plan, requiring a temporary ceasefire, which Russia currently opposes. Further diplomatic discussions with European allies are expected in January. Another news. Khaleda Zia, Bangladesh's first female prime minister and longtime political rival of Sheikh Hasina, has died at 80 after a prolonged illness. Zia rose to prominence following the assassination of her husband, former President Ziaur Rahman, becoming prime minister in 1991. Her career included periods of imprisonment, house arrest, and political battles against Hasina's Awami League. She was released from detention in January 2025 after popular protests ousted Hasina. Physicians had described her condition as critical, with multiple health issues complicating treatment. Zia's death marks the end of an era in Bangladeshi politics, and tributes have poured in from domestic and international leaders, including India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Another news. Yemen has declared a 90-day state of emergency, including a 72-hour blockade, after southern separatists seized large areas of territory. Presidential Leadership Council head Rashad al-Alimi also canceled a security pact with the UAE, responding to the Southern Transitional Council's rapid gains in Hadramaut and Mahra provinces. Al-Alimi called the takeover an unacceptable rebellion and ordered separatist forces to return the territory to Saudi-backed forces. The move complicates ongoing peace negotiations with Houthi rebels and heightens tensions with the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Saudi officials describe the separatist advance as a threat to national security, warning of necessary countermeasures. Analysts say the crisis could destabilize Yemen further and derail slow-moving peace efforts. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.